This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, January 26th. God's word for you today is His job. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. And it says, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose." Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Each time I read the scripture, the picture that comes to mind is that of a cruise ship. Have you ever been on a cruise ship? The best way I can describe it is enjoyment overload. There are 7 meals in a day, and each meal is a full course. There are unlimited game rooms, pools, ballrooms, and karaoke. Everything is bubbling. Now, imagine you're on a cruise ship from Lagos to Lomé. You may get distracted by the different things on the cruise ship. You may get distracted by the sound, the art, exhibitions, or even the food. You may even become a glutton on that cruise ship. You know you're supposed to eat once a day because of your health, but you eat 10 times because everything is free. Regardless of all that, the captain of the ship is still taking you to where? To Lomé. When you get on a ship or a plane, it is not your job to get yourself to your destination. It is your job to get on that cruise ship, on that plane, or on that train. However, it is not your job to get yourself to your destination. It is the job of the captain or the pilot. What I'm saying is that it is in God's plan to get you to your destination. It is God's job to make sure that you get to the ultimate destination of your life, which is heaven. It is not your job to get yourself to heaven. It is not your job to get yourself to where God wants for you, even on earth. It is His job, and He makes all things work together for good. You will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Your mouth will testify. Your eyes will see it. Your hands will touch it. And you will come into all that God has called you to be in the land of the living, in the name of Jesus. God has a plan for you, and it is a good one. But it is on God, it is not on you. The first thing that fuels and strengthens building and sustaining a stronghold of gratitude is the grace He has shown you. The second thing that keeps you being grateful is understanding the plans that He has for you. The third thing that fuels your building a stronghold of gratitude is understanding His promise to never leave you. When you understand His promise to never leave you, you are grateful no matter what you face. God has promised that He will never leave you nor forsake you. Read Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. God is not a liar. Has He promised? Will He not fulfill it? There is not a single moment in your life that God is not with you. Never. Therefore, be grateful because He said He will never leave you nor forsake you. Let us pray. Father, I thank You for the grace You have shown me, the plans You have for me, and Your promise to never leave nor forsake me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.